Now we've destroyed the lies that were told by the power structure that the Black Panther Party were a racist group, that the Black Panther Party hated white people, that the Black Panther Party was supposed to attack white people. Well, we've been on the scene a year and a half. We have not come into any white communities and attacked anybody. We have not lynched anybody like we have been being lynched by Ku Klux Klansmen, racists, and murdered by other pigs throughout this nation. We have not done any of this. Only thing we've done is defend ourselves against racism in our community. And furthermore, we hold the principle that racism must be destroyed in this nation. We can start right here. And furthermore, to destroy racism, it is necessary for any kind of organization that comes on the scene that it doesn't practice racism. That we will not stoop to the level of a Ku Klux Klansman to hate and murder a person because of the color of their skin. The Democratic Party is a shuck. Black people have been shucked by the Democratic Party and the Republican Party for 100 years. We are engaged now in trying to organize black people to withdraw from the Democratic Party and work with some other functional group or organization and or party that is basically centering themselves around the basic political desires and needs of black people. There are many other issues and many other points that these other parties, that this other party, the Peace and Freedom Party in specific, brings out. That the end to the war in Vietnam, which many of you, we all give credit to because you did a beautiful job on Johnson and cornering him when he can't run anymore. That was well and good. But at the same time, it's necessary for us not to take in all this verbal sincerity of McCarthy and Robert Kennedy. I think it is necessary here that we go forward. Verbal sincerity. Robert F. Kennedy, in the context of his statement, is still blaming the riots that goes on black people. In fact, pigs start the riots. Of the over 105 rebellions that happened before our brother Martin Luther King was viciously assassinated by some racists, of over the 105 rebellions, we clocked 80% of those rebellions were started by racist cops in the black community by brutalizing and or murdering some black person in the black community. So the Black Panther Party says, no more spontaneous riots, brother. Every time the man attacks us like this here, we come out very unorganized. Too many of us are being murdered and shot down. 3,000 of us are being put in jail. So Huey P. Newton said it's necessary that we have an organization that goes out front to begin to organize the people around the basic social ills, organize them around this and unify them around this basic 10-point platform and program of the Black Panther Party. Organize them around something constructive, not to alleviate the right that we don't have a right to defend ourselves against that racism, because it exists and it always has existed, and it's brutal. No more riots in the black community, but let's organize. Every black man put a shotgun in his home. Every black man make sure that he disciplines his family with this gun. Every black man and all the youth start running in threes and fours. Don't group up, because all the pigs are going to do is shoot you down and murder you. This is a defensive tactic for black people in the black community. And then in turn, organize around the fact that we need full employment. Organize around the fact that we want decent housing fit for shelter of human beings. Organize around the fact that we want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. Armed self-defense groups in the black community bring forth. And by us organizing these young brothers, we can discipline them in a fashion whereby they can begin to get some practical training right there in their community to begin to develop a police department in the black community for black people, where black people are defended, where black people have their own police department. Now, what's so radical about black people having their own police department? Piedmont has its own police department. The Piedmont Police Department does not intimidate and brutalize those people there. In the black community, if we ask for a red light on the street corner, in the black community, they tell us they give it to us 2 years from now. When we first organized the party, about 3 months after that, on the corner of 55th and Market, on the average of every other day, that was a very dangerous corner during commuting hours. There was an accident of some kind. In a period of 2 years, some two young children walking one block away from this corner from Santa Fe School were injured and another one was killed. We worked with the local poverty program there to put pressure on the city council to make them put a stoplight there, a signal. In fact, the city council turned it down and said we couldn't put one up to late 1968. The Black Panther Party went forward, said that's all right, we'll direct this traffic. You haven't even sent a pig down here to direct the traffic. We'll direct it. They say you can't direct it, you're going to tie the traffic up. Said, well, we're going to tie it up because we're not going to let our little kid here be killed in the streets because of a dangerous corner. They said late 1968, by the actions of the party and the local people in the community, a stoplight was put at that corner early 1968. We're saying that there are many, many problems in the black community, that whatever black people want, we must work on it. And the white community, they pick up the garbage three times a day. We didn't go around and tell the people in the program in the community that this wasn't a practical thing to work on, because some people are concerned about it, because we get our garbage picked up once a week. Our streets, everything, all these things are very important, and these are the things that people want. Black people, we are constructively trying to organize them to deal with these issues. But mind you, when we bring the people forth, when the people begin to see what's happening in terms of really them getting together and unifying around every little thing, from being murdered by policemen to putting up a street light and getting proper garbage collection in the black community, when we do this here, the Black Panther Party and black people in the black community and the meetings are attacked by the Oakland Pig Department, which is the real power of the power structure. Now we understand power. Now we must understand power. That power is manifested in the organized guns and force that the power structure sends into the black community. The political decisions that have been made by the power structure is the reason for the oppressive conditions that exist in the black community. Every time the power structure makes a political decision upon any group of people's heads, then the power structure sends in guns and force. If the people disagree with those political decisions, the power structure sends in guns and force to see that their political decision they've made is carried out. What do you think is happening in Vietnam? This racist power structure here has made political decisions upon the people's head in Vietnam. The people in Vietnam has disagreed with those political decisions. So therefore, the power structure here sends in guns and force to see that their political decisions are carried out. The people say we want power to determine their destiny in their own land. Black people can parallel the situation. But here within the confines of our environment and the basic things that we desire, we want power in our community to determine our own destiny. We are saying that this is practical. This is the most practical thing. And the first one of you to sit up talking about, I'm talking about separation. Well, if you get yourselves together, we have been separated for 400 years. We have been separated for 400 years. I am not talking about abstract notions of integration. I am not talking about abstract notions of separation. We are here. We are talking about, in the Black Panther Party, the real problems that exist, about solving those problems and dealing with them, about politically educating black people in the black community and unifying them around these problems. This in itself is real representation. I have seen no other representative up in the legislature. I have seen no other representative in Congress except a few who tried. Brother Adam Clayton Powell, who was in fact kicked out of the legislature, represent black people in some real fashion. Representation comes from a dedication. I do not see dedication on the part of other representatives. And even you yourself, Mulford is doing a bad job on many of you who live within the confines of the 16th Assembly District. So we are asking you to write Huey P. Newton's name in. All people who are registered in the Peace and Freedom Party, write his name in, and after you write Huey P. Newton's name in, make sure you put the black stamp mark next to the name. Write him in for the 7th Congressional District. Huey P. Newton went forth with his life to defend black people in the black community. We are asking you to write my name in, Bobby Seale, for the 17th Assembly District, and make sure you stamp the mark by the name that you write in. Huey P. Newton for the 7th Congressional District, and Bobby Seale for the 17th Assembly District. Thank you.